हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. सो डू यू सी द डेवलप्मेंट ऑफ द होल टीचिंग हियर हाउ द टीचिंग इज डेवलप्ड हाउ द universe of gross objects came into existence from the gross elements, and how the grossification took place, and how the gross elements came into existence, and how the subtle elements themselves came into existence, and how the sattvikajas, from the sattvikajas aspects of elements, the sense powers and mind and pranas and powers of organs of actions, they all came into existence. And how even the originally very the prakriti was differentiated from the maya and avidya, and how prakriti, maya and avidya, all of them are originally from one prakriti. That prakriti is inexplicably, you know, subtlest. That's nothing but just the power. Power means much subtler than even the energy, the term energy used by this so-called physicist. Because completely undifferentiated, one unmanifest. That's why the matter itself is known by the term avyakta. The matter is known by the term avyaktam. Avyaktam means unmanifest. So the universe is called Vyaktam. Jagat is called Vyaktam. One name of the word is Vyaktam. So manifest is universe. Manifest means differentiated is the universe. And then unmanifest is what? Avyaktam means we call it Prakriti. The original Prakriti. And that prakriti is of three powers, and you can't differentiate the three powers. They're all undifferentiatedly one as prakriti. But all the powers are there in all the three, types of prakriti also: avidya, maya, and prakriti. So this whole presentation is that you have been hearing now how the. Mainly to understand what this ignorance is. Actually, the beautiful thing is, you are going to see what ignorance is there also in Vedanta Sara. He is going to talk about it. And there he means Prakriti only. The terms are used differently. That's why be very careful. See, the word Ajnanam, Avidya, Maya, Prakriti, all these terms are used to mean the matter. So which matter does he mean? Whether he means maya, hatha pradana, or jak pradana, or tama pradana, you have to understand only in the context. Now ignorance is actually inertness. Inertness is ignorance. When you do Vedanta Sara and Panchadashi together, you can understand all the prakriyas correctly. So here we saw how the author developed the whole thing. Then we saw last, actually, now everything is there, isn't it? There is the experiencer, experiencer, instruments of experience, and then a board of experience, all are ready. And there is external world, an object of experience also is there. So here, the how you understand the object of experience happens to be what the gross world of gross objects happen to be products of the gross elements, which are completely tamasic, predominantly tamasic. They cannot manifest directly the consciousness. There is no manifestation of reality as consciousness. Therefore, there is no, even activity also is not possible. Where there is manifestation of knowledge, there alone can be the function, movement, motion, action. Isn't it? There is no activity. There is no will-involved activity possible. Not even the involuntary functions are not possible. And not only that, we say, there's a jadatvam. Jadyam means inertness. Jadyam. That's why they are available for enjoyment. Suppose if there is also activity, if there's activity and knowledge on the part of the inert, the objective universe also, the objective world also will be involved in activities. And means they won't be available for enjoyment and they will go in search of enjoyment. Isn't it? Got your idea. But their reality is manifest only as the Sat. Only as the existence. That much we understood last class. Then we saw how this jivas, and we also saw the different names of the jivas, no? The jiva the jiva obtaining as the experiencer in all the three states of the mind, and then the subtle identified with that subtle, gross, and unmanifest avidya gets the names pragyaha, taijasaha, vishwaha. And we saw how this, even different types of bodies. In keeping with the punyam, we saw that in the 29th verse, deva triyag naradayaha. We saw all those things last class. And parag darshanaha pratyak tattva bodhay varjitaha. So these jivas obtaining in different bodies, such as animal bodies or human bodies or deva, even the celestial bodies, they are what now? Parag darshanaha. Parag darshanaha means they are completely extroverted, looking externally, which means pratyak tattva bodhay varjitaha. Pratyak tattva means the truth, the innermost truth. Bodha means knowledge. So vivarjitaha, they lack the, they do not have the knowledge of the innermost truth, the innermost self, obtaining as the very I. Then what do they do? They do perform karma. That's also in the 30th verse. Kurvate karma bhogaya. 30th verse. Kurvate karma bhogaya. Karma kartum cha bhunjate. I'm coming. Go to the Nadyam kita iva vart. We had to always go from the previous verse. Nadyam kita iva vartad. Avartadan avartantaramashute. Vrajanto janmano janma. Labhante naiva nirvritim. So these jivas do not attain any peace at all, going from one janma to another janma, assuming, vrajanta, moving from one body to another body, like the worms which are caught up in the flowing current water, which get trapped in different whirlpools, you know, whirlpool after whirlpool. The jivas also get trapped, you know, in different, moving, going from body to body. They do not go, moving from janma to janma, birth to birth, they never attain peace at all. There is no sukham at all in their lives that we saw. And later on, the 31st verse, Satkarma paripakate,
Satkarma paripakate,
Karunani dino dhrutaha,
Karunani dino dhrutaha,
Prapyati rataruchayam, Vishramyanti yatha sukham. This one verse, very quickly he says, the Hajj people who are continuously unhappy and then disturbed and they should never have any sukham or peace at all, such people, then they rest and relax from such pain. They get relieved of the pain of samsara. How? They come, when they come to the shade of the tree, the shade of the tree on the bank of that samsara river, how like the, how this, the worms also come and relax under the shade of the tree on the bank, when the worm is help supported by a passerby. No, and who is highly compassionate person? Is it a compassionate person who sees this worm suffering and he really goes out of the way to extract it, to take it out, to lift it out, and then this worm escapes and relaxes under the shade of the tree. Similarly, the jiva also, you know, being taught by this teacher who is Karunanidhi, ocean of mercy, out of compassion he teaches, and thereby he becomes lifted up from, uplifted from the ocean of samsara, and he relaxes under the shade. That shade of the tree means the shade where he relaxes is Atma. Okay? So only in one's own self one can relax. The real relaxation is being one's own self. For being your own self, what you need to do, you need not do anything. You need to know yourself and take ownership of what you are. That is what being yourself. And being yourself is freedom. Not being yourself is bondage. Therefore, what is in the 32nd verse? Upadesham avapyaivam acharyat tattvadarshinah panchakoshavivekena labhante nirvrutim param. So param nirvrutim labhante, they attain absolute peace. How? They attain absolute peace by distinguishing the one's own swarupam, by distinguishing the self from the five layers of the personality, layers of personality. How is it possible for him to differentiate, distinguish the self from the five layers of personality? By analyzing the five layers of personality, he is able to see the art self being distinct from all of them. By distinguishing it, by understanding the self, the distinctness of the self, and later on he attains the peace. And that distinguishing, that is possible because of his, okay, let me hit like acharyat tattvadarshinaha acharyat upadesham avapya evam. Okay, having obtained the teaching from the acharya, upadesham avapya evam, who is a tattvadarshi, who has the vision of the truth, and this person also relaxes, attains peace. And now the question is, as they also mentioned this, when the student teacher says, having understood the, through the Panchakosha Viveka, through the analysis of five layers of personality, this person distinguishes the self from the five layers of personality, understands what these layers are, and thereby he understands the self being distinct from all of them, understanding the self as what it is, and he relaxes. He attains the absolute peace. Paramam nivrittim, nirvrittim, paramam nirvrittim, not nivritti, okay? Nirvrittim labhante jivaha. Now, therefore, here the akanksha will be what? The inquisitiveness will be, or to know what is panchakosha viveka. If he attained absolute peace by distinguishing the self through the analysis of the five layers of personality, I am also interested in knowing analysis of five layers of personality is. What is that analysis? That comes. So now he is telling the here onwards a new lesson. Annam prano mano buddhihi.
Annam prano mano buddhihi.
Anandas cheti panchate.
Anandas cheti panchate.
Koshas tairavruta
svatma.
Vismritya. Samsritim vrajet. Okay. Annam means annamayaha koshaha. Pranaha means prano is equal to pranamayaha koshaha. Mano is equal to manomayaha koshaha. Buddhihi is equal to vijnanamayaha koshaha. Anandaha is equal to anandamayaha koshaha. Cha iti. So, and cha means and. Panchate koshaha. They are five layers of personality. And each layer of personality is called koshaha because a case really covers an object inside the case, but it does not really cover the atma being non-coverable. The non-coverable atma is seemingly covered as though covered by the ignorance. Therefore, each layer of personality, being mistaken for the atma, being covered by the ignorance of the atma, is it? Covered by ignorance, each layer of personality is as though covering the atma. The apparent cover, not real cover. If you ask me what is apparent cover, what is real cover, when you put the knife into a case, it is a real cover. It really covers. Now, I can say it is a real cover. It really covers the hand. Isn't it? But when you say in Manisha Panchakam, when I was teaching, then one verse he says, Tam Pihitarka Mandala Nibham. Pihitarka Mandala Nibha. No, Bhasyehi Pihitarka Mandala Nibha Samvit. Samvit means consciousness. There he says, Samvit is consciousness. This consciousness is as though covered, by what? By ignorance and all the layers of personality, like all the five layers of personality, like what? Like the sun. Sun is covered by what? Sun is covered by the clouds. Now you can tell me very well, sun cannot be covered by the clouds. The non-coverable sun is seemingly covered by the clouds. And we do say, look at the sun is not seen, sun is covered by the clouds. In fact, those clouds which shine because of the very presence of the sun, in whose presence, because of the blessing of which sun alone, these clouds shine, and those clouds which are dependent on the very sunlight for their existence, no, which depend on sunlight for their shining, seem to be covering the sun. Not real covering. It's called seeming apparent covering, isn't it? So, Pihita Arka Mandala Nibha. Consciousness is like the sun which is covered by the clouds, which are illumined by the very sunlight. The clouds which are very much illumined by the sunlight seem to be covering the sun. Similarly, these layers of personality which are very much dependent on Atma, the consciousness, for them to become, to have the status of being existent, to come to light, and thereby to become conscious and sentient, to be able to become functional, being dependent on Atma, the non-coverable Atma is seemingly covered by the body maintenance complex or these layers of personality which shine because of the very presence of the Atma. It's called apparent covering, not real covering. This is the example, it's very good example is the sun, as though the sun is covered by the clouds. We are able to see the clouds covering the sun because of the sunlight. How can you see if the sun being covered by the clouds if there is no sun at all? No sunlight at all. Therefore, the very perception of clouds and the very perception of the clouds covering the sun is possible because of the presence of the sun. In the same way here, even this body maintenance complex obtaining as five different layers of personality which are dependent on Atma Chaitanyam for their coming into existence, for them to enjoy the existence and for them to become conscious and sentient, to become functional, which are dependent on very Atma, now seem to be covering the non-coverable Atma. That's what he says in this. Koshehi avritaha, taihi koshehi avritaha atma, who swa-atma, one's own self. Swa-atma, one's own self, the truth of the very I. What now? Avritaha koshehi, vismritya samsritim vrajet. Vismritihi means what? Vismritihi. Because one forgets oneself. Vismritihi means forgetfulness. Because of self-forgetfulness, samsritim vrajet. One attains samsara. One gets into the problem of samsara. Is it clear? Samsritihi is a feminine gender word for samsaraha. Samsaraha is a masculine gender word. Samsritihi is a feminine gender word. Both mean the same. Samsritihi. And the samsritim vrajati means what? Now one gets into samsara. One gets caught up in the samsara. How? Vismritya. By self-forgetfulness. You forget your sarupam. Why you forget yourself? Completely extroverted. You forget yourself and you get extroverted being covered by these layers of personality. Not really, isn't it? Apparently covered. Yeah. Avritaha. Kosheihi taihi avritaha. Avritaha, actually avrita, if you take, is a past passive participle. Vrita means chosen. Avrita means covered. But avritaha, the participle becomes an adjective. The covered one. Avrita, covered participle. Avritaha, the covered one. Who becomes the covered Atma? Swa-Atma, avritaha bhavati. One's real self, one's truth becomes, what now? One's own swarupam becomes covered. One's real swarupam, nature becomes covered. By whom? By all these layers of personality. All these koshas. Which means the question should arise here, is Atma really become covered? Is Atma really covered? Does Atma become really covered? No. Atma can never become covered really. The Atma is ever non-coverable because nothing exists independently of the Atma here. This each layer of personality, with Annamaya Kosha or Pranamaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, Anandamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, all these koshas are nothing but what? The three bodies divided into five layers of personality that we studied in Tattvabodha. These pancha koshas are nothing but three bodies only. Though these seem to be covering, you have to remember that like the sun being covered by the clouds. Now real covering is only apparent, seeming covering. And even the seeming covering is because of what? Ignorance. Is it ignorance? Which is called here self-forgetfulness. They are also said to be koshaha because not only they seemingly cover, but seemingly covering the Atma, they become what now? Indirectly responsible for the klesha, dukkham, cause for the sorrow. The seemingly covering, they become cause for the sorrow also. So, klesha hetu katvat koshaha. Due to their being the cause of the sorrow, they are called koshaha. One more meaning. Klesha hetu katvat koshaha. One more meaning. Klesha hetu. Okay. Syat panchi krita bhutotho. Dehastolona samgyakaha. Linge tu rajasai pranai. Prana karmendriyai saha. So now the 34th verse onwards, there's a presentation of analysis of five layers of personality. What these five, each layer of personality is, what each kosha is, he's going to explain now, which we have already understood, but nice to know again. Syat, now panchikrita bhutottaha dehaha. Sthulaha. See, sthulaha dehaha. First he says now. Sthulaha dehaha. What is the most external to an individual? Most external is what? Absolutely external is the physical body. Isn't it? So here, sthulaha dehaha, the gross body. And what is gross body? Here, panchikrita bhuta uttaha. Panchikrita bhuta uttaha. Uttaha means which has come out of, which is born of. Tondriya. Uttaha means tondriya. So this gross physical body, which is born of the five grossified elements, panchikrita bhuta, no? Gross elements. The gross physical body born of the gross elements. No, anna samgyakaha syat gets the title, what now? Becomes what now? Annamayaha koshaha. The gross body, sthula shariram, sthula dehaha, the product of gross elements. The product of gross elements, you have to supply one more adjective. Now, product of gross elements, which are predominantly tamasic. The gross body is a product of gross elements which are predominantly tamasic. From those, what now? This gross body, it is come, and this is said to be anna samgyakaha. Anna Sangha known as Annamayaha. Is what now? First Annamayaha Koshaha. This becomes the first layer of personality. And this also is a seeming cover of the Atma. When we say seeming cover of the Atma, because we have strongest eye sense in the body. Our strong eye sense is in the physical body. In fact, when we begin, in the beginning, we always, for us, eye means only this physical body. Nothing else is there other than this physical body. Now we are laughing. Initially, how gross we are, for us, the physical body alone, I is equal to physical body. I am the body is the first strongest notion. And slowly we understand, not only this physical body, there is also something called subtle body. I am not just this physical body, there is something called subtle body. See, even coming to know of the existence of subtle body, which is imperceptible, being inside the physical body itself is a leap in our understanding. Leap. Understanding leap. Because we understand, oh, something departs, therefore this body becomes dead. And something exists, the body survives. What makes the body dead? Because you cut the dead body, the heart is there, lungs are there, kidneys are there, nothing has gone out of the body. What was there when the person was alive? The same organ, same flesh, everything is the same, continues to be there. Only blood becomes frozen, that's a different thing. Doesn't flow, no flowing anymore, isn't it? Frozen. So everything becomes hard, no more soft, isn't it? The only difference. So that means something else was here activating it. Something else has left. Which means there's something more than this physical body. This understanding itself is a leap. You know? The Annamayaha. Now. Yes. Lingetu Rajasaih Pranaihi. Pranah karmendriyai saha. So the first line states what is Annamayaha Koshaha. Second line talks about the Pranamayaha Koshaha. Pranaha means what? Pranamayaha Koshaha is not something gross, but what now? Nothing but Rajasaihi Pranaihi. So, five physiological functions which are products of rajasic aspect of the elements. So, the five physiological functions, products of the rajasic aspect of the elements, along with, saha means what? Along with five subtle powers of organs of actions, karmendriyaihi saha rajasaihi pranaihi linge tu pranaha. Linga means what? Subtle. So five subtle physiological functions which are products of rajasic aspect of the elements along with subtle powers of organs of actions. So 10 of them together constitute Pranamayaha Koshaha. The next layer of personality internal to the gross body is seen as what? Pranamayaha Koshaha. Pranamayaha Koshaha means physiological functions and powers of organs of actions. So they are subtle. Subtle means what? Imperceptible. But physical body is gross, and so Annamayaha is gross body and Pranamayaha is subtle body. Isn't it? Subtle body, only 10 aspects, physiological functions and powers of organs of actions. From tamas you go to rajas, isn't it? So tamasic, predominantly tamasic matter the elements, the physical body is what are predominantly tamasic matter elements. And this now inner, if you go little inner, interior, then what you have is pranamayaha, which is subtle, not gross like the gross body, but still it is also what now? Subtle means it is not tamasic, predominantly rajasic matter. Isn't it? The physiological functions and powers of organs of actions are products of rajasic aspect of the elements. Therefore, they become subtle. Look at this. Why subtle? Because products of rajasic aspect, not tamasic. You can understand that also. This is pranamayaha. And this also is what now seem to... This pranamayaha koshaha, consisting of these 10 aspects, 5 pranas and 5 powers of organs of actions, they seem to be covering the atma. Which means our I sense is that when I am, when you say, not only the body is taken to be the I, even the pranas are taken to be I. You know, every prana, there is I sense is there, identified with every, I is identified with every prana. I is identified with all the powers of organs of actions. When legs walk means I walk, hands do hold means I hold, organ of speech is involved in speech means which I speak, I walk, I hold, I throw, you know, and then I speak. Then also we say what now? I reproduce, I evacuate, I senses then all the powers. Then I am hungry, I am thirsty. Isn't it? So this the I sense is there with the sense organs, say the sense, the physiological functions also. Therefore, they also seem to be covering the atma. The next, Satvikair, that's why this teacher is very clever, very brilliant teacher. He makes you understand along with this understanding of the layer, each layer of personality, he makes you see subtle the product is, the interior it is to the broad, isn't it? Makes you see that. Satvikair. Dhindriyai sakam. See, linge means, I want to tell you one more thing. Linge means linga sharire, linga dehe. The previous mantra, previous verse. Linge means linga dehe. Linga dehe means sukshma sharire. So the 5 pranas and 5 karmendriyani obtaining as part of the subtle body constitute the pranamayaha koshaha. So 10 of them. Okay, we'll go to the next one now. Satvikair dhindriyai sakam vimarshatma manomayaha taireva sakam vijnana mayo dhir nischayatmika. Now he talks about 2 layers of personality, manomayaha koshaha and vijnanamayaha koshaha. Satvikaihi dhi indriyaihi sakam vimarsha atma manomayaha. See, sattvikaihi dhi indriyaihi. Dhi indriyam means jnana indriyam. Jnana indriyam, dhi means jnanam. Buddhi indriyam. Buddhi indriyam, dhi indriyam, jnana indriyam, all the words mean the same. Okay, another word. Dhi indriyam, buddhi indriyam, jnana indriyam, all mean the same. So, the organs of knowledge or sense organs, the subtle powers obtaining in organs of knowledge, sense organs. Now, five sense powers, they are products of sattvic aspect of the elements. Be very careful. Now, see, much subtler. Now, prana is subtler than the gross body. But now we say these powers are subtler than the pranas. Why? Because they are sattvic as products of sattvic aspects. So, sattvikaihi dhi indriyaihi sakam. Sakam means along with, like saha. Along with the five sense powers, now which also exist as part of the subtle body, this subtle powers of organs of actions, which are products of the sattvic aspect of the elements, vimarshatma. Now, vimarshatma means here what? Now, the mind. So, mind and five sense powers together constitute six aspects. Constitute what? Manomayaha. See, now you know very well, mind and sense powers are all products of sattvic aspect. Is it clear? It's called manomayaha. All the six of them are products of sattvic aspect of elements. And all six of them together constitute the manomayaha. But here, manaha, antahkaranam, we saw already, the antahkaranam is not two, one antahkaranam involved in two functions, isn't it? One is for the function of mentation in terms of analyzing the pros and cons, is called vimarshatma, vimarshikrad. Nalladha, kettadha, apriya, ipriya. No, you see, right and right, or wrong, or okay, or not. Like, isn't it? It involves the analyzing the pros and cons. Vimarshatma means that which is involved in the function of analyzing pros and cons is called vimarshatma. Vimarshaha, vimrishati. You know, we also talk about when we say, no, cinema vimarshanam. That we say we all understand. Vimarshanam is a Tamil word also. Vimarshanam artham, vimarshikrad. Analyzing the whole thing, what, how everything is. Seeing everything as it is, isn't it? This is how that is, this plant is this like this plant is like this, this rose are like this flower is like this, this is like this, this is like this. So analyzing everything as how it is called analysis is mind. Analyzing is what? Function of analyzing is mind. And coming to the conclusion as a result of analysis is intellect. Isn't it? Very subtle difference. We always mistake the analysis also needs what? Isn't it? Analysis. So this is called vimarsha. Vimarshaha. Now the verb is vimrishati. So vimarsha atma means the analyzing mind. Atma here means mind, okay? Vimarsha atma means the analyzing mind, thinking mind, analyzing mind. Thinking means what? Thinks what? Thinking means giving, paying attention to things, situations which are, and seeing the pros and cons of things, situations around is called what? Analysis, isn't it? Therefore, the thinking mind is called a vimarshatma, analyzing mind. So the mind which is involved, the function of mentation. So the function of mentation in terms of analysis, analyzing, is it? And with five sense powers, all the six of them together constitute what? Manomayaha koshaha. This manomayaha koshaha also is a layer of personality which seems to be covering the atma, which is taken for the person. The personality should not be taken for the person, isn't it? persona, isn't it? So the personality is taken for the person. And that is why we say, what now? I am doubtful. I am confused. Like that, all this, I am sad, etc., isn't it? So, then, taihi eva sakam. Taihi eva means what now? Again, these sense organs also form part of the vijnanamaya kosha. Sense organs accompany, sense organs are always backed by mind as well as intellect. Sense organs with the mind become the one layer of personality called manomayaha koshaha. The same sense organs along with the intellect, buddhihi, becomes what now? Vijnanamaya koshaha. So the pranas are involved in, the sense organs are involved in both the koshas. Got it? So taihi eva sakam, along with those five sense powers, which are products of the sattvic aspects, vijnanamayaha dhihi. Dhihi means buddhihi, the intellect. The intellect, which is, you know, the function of mentation in terms of conclusion and decision born of analysis. Isn't it? Conclusion, decision, or conviction, resolution born of analysis. The intellect is another function, isn't it? So the same antakkaranam given two different names in keeping with the two different functions. So the intellect here, dhihi, nischayatmika dhihi. Nischayatmika dhihi means what? The intellect and antahkaranam, which is also involved in the function of mentation in terms of resolution, conclusion, decision, etc., is called vijnanamayaha koshaha. So what is vijnanamayaha, manomayaha? Nothing. Antahkaranam with sense powers, okay, six of them constitute manomayaha and vijnanamayaha. We have to differentiate as what? The antahkaranam, the mind aspect of the antahkaranam, emotional aspect of the antahkaranam with sense powers constitute the manomayaha koshaha. The intellectual aspect of the antahkaranam with sense powers constitute the vijnanamayaha. Now we have covered four layers of personality. And here also, I know. Now when the Ajita explains, you say what now? When there's a decision, I decide. I decide. I resolve. I understand. I know. I mean, this identity is with this intellect. Identity is with the sense powers. Here, it's very interesting to know this. See, the sense organs report, first the sense organs have to report what objects are outside. And the report means, then knowledge takes place in the buddhi, isn't it? Oh, there is a tree and there is a car. The perception, sense organs when they report, and the knowledge takes place in the mind. There is a car, I'm here, there is a mic in front of me. My eyes tell me there is mic in front of me. So when I wake up, what should I do? I can't just walk through here. I had to carefully move about little, then I had to walk carefully. The decision, isn't it? I should not walk this way, I should walk this way. That decision, quickly, very quick response made in the mind, intellect, based on the knowledge. Now, happens, which is dependent on what? Perception, sense organs. Eyes do not report to me what is in front of me, and there's no knowledge of what is in front of me. My action will be what now? Blind action, isn't it? And similarly, now there is something comes here. There is something in the, open the fridge. Oh, there is some fruit. Isn't it? The first knowledge takes place. Sense organs report, knowledge takes place, there is a fruit. Then desire comes. Eat. Let me eat it. Desire comes, isn't it? The desire is what? Mind. Again, Buddhi tells, you have already eaten, don't eat more. Isn't it? Then there's a war between desire, mind and intellect. It's called internal battle. Understand? Mind tells, eat. Because previous experience of taste, some pleasure, isn't it? It's a pleasure. When I eat this fruit, when I engrossed in the enjoyment of the taste of the fruit, I forget myself. My smallness is forgotten for some time, but I totally remain engrossed in the enjoyment. Therefore, it's an object of pleasure. Understand? We are not really interested in tastes. Anything which makes you forget yourself, experience of taste, enjoyment of different series, extra, anything which makes you forget yourself. When you're involved in the enjoyment of a given object, you become totally involved, engrossed in it, you forget yourself. There's a pleasure, isn't it? Therefore, the desire tells. So the desire has to, desire is what? Mind. And eat it, very healthy, buddhi. You have eaten it already. Overeating is not good for health, buddhi. Understand? Even therefore always the sense organs are connected with the mind as well as intellect. Got it? Therefore, vijnanamayaha and manomayaha, both are associated. So first for perception, isn't it? Mind is dependent on the sense organs. The one the report comes, then only desire can come. When the desire comes, then the action can be followed by knowledge. So always action presupposes knowledge. Knowledge presupposes what now, isn't it? Because action presupposes desire. Desire presupposes knowledge. Knowledge presupposes perception. Therefore, got it now? Action presupposes desire. Desire presupposes knowledge. Action and knowledge, desire presupposes knowledge. And knowledge presupposes perception. Therefore, the sense organs are connected with the mind as well as intellect. Now you know what is vijnanamayaha and what is manomayaha, koshaha. Karane sattvam anandamayo modadi vrittibihi tattat koshaistu tadatmyat atma tattanmayo bhavet. Karane sattvam anandamayaha. Karanam karane, isn't it? Karane is equal to karane, karana sharire. So what is a causal body here? Now you understood a physical body and subtle body is over, isn't it? The gross body, annamayaha, and pranamayaha, manomayaha, vijnanamayaha, three layers of personality, and one subtle body is divided into three layers of personality. Isn't it? Now what is left behind now? Only one body is there. Causal body. Gross body, subtle body, divided into four layers of personality. Only one that is left behind is what? Causal body. Causal body, nothing but the cause. Causal body means don't think a big cause. What a causal body here? Karanam. It's called what now? The causal body is, which is the காரண ஷரீர பூதாயாம் அவித்யாயாம். தி காசல் பாடி இஸ் நத்திங் பட் ரஜப் பிரதானா பிரகிருதி, தி மேட்டர், தி பிரிடாமினன்ட்லி ரஜசிக் மேட்டர் அவித்யா. டு ரிமெம்பர் தட் வேர்ட் predominant? Now is clear? Now see, all these sense powers, powers of organs of actions, physiological functions, mind, intellect, physical body, all of them are sattvic rajas, products of sattvic, rajasic, you know, and tamasic aspects of elements. The elements are all what? Now products of predominantly tamasic matter. Don't forget this. Remember, all these things are not.
Yes.
Because all hatva comes again in between, don't get confused here. We have to remember one thing. Our mind, the antahkaranam, the physiological functions, the powers, all the 10 powers, subtle products, the gross body, all of them are products of sattvic, rajasic, tamasic aspects of elements which are predominantly
tamasic.
Don't forget. So tamasic, tamasic is what? This. Physical body is the product of predominantly tamasic gross elements, products of predominantly tamasic matter elements, isn't it? Gross elements. Anyway, don't get confused about it. Don't forget. So now he wants to say, this Anandamaya, now he comes to completely inner. See, what I want to say, predominantly rajasic matter called what? Avidya. That is the rajasic matter, avidya. And that avidya is called now malina sattva pradana. It's also called avidya, malina sattva pradana, avishuddhi sattva pradana. You have to remember all these words are the same. Malina sattva pradana prakritihi, avishuddhi sattva pradana prakritihi. All mean the same. Predominantly tamasic. Now, predominantly here we say rajasic here. Avidya, predominantly rajasic matter, isn't it? The vrittis are there. Modadi vrittivi, priya moda pramadakehi, ishta darshana labha boga janyehi, sukha viseshehi sahitam anandamayaha. So here we have different degrees of joy, different degrees of happiness, what we experience, those vrittis. Different degrees of happiness, which we saw in Taittiriya Upanishad also. See, priyam, modaha, pramodaha. What is priyam? What is modaha? What is pramodaha? Isn't it? So, different degrees of happiness. Priyam, pleasure. Modaha, joy. Pramodaha, happiness. So all these different, no, the vrittis, different vrittis alone, the vrittis of different degrees of pleasure in terms of moda, pramoda and priyam, etc. These constitute what? No, actually, this is anandamayaha only. Anandamayaha, this, what is anandamayaha kosha? Suppose in sleep, there is sukham, isn't it? In sleep there is sukham. What is there in sleep? In sleep also there is identity. That's why you say, you don't say I sleep when you are sleeping. But on waking up from sleep, you say I slept. Do you sleep, really speaking? No. When you say I slept, you identified yourself with what? The avidya. What is avidya here? Rajapradhana prakritihi, which is the karana shariram. Is it clear? Avidya is nothing but a name given to Rajah Pradhana Prakritihi, the predominantly Rajasic matter known as Avidya, which is the Karana Shariram, okay? And they're identified with that Karana Shariram. In that Karana Shariram, there is no pain, there is no Dukkham, isn't it? So, because there is no Dukkham in Karana Shariram, you can mistake the Karana Shariram for the self, truth. Causal cause, Avidya is only a cause. Cause of what? So, Sukshma Shariram is effect, Stula Shariram is an effect. So, all the four layers of personality are effects, products. Isn't it? And here actually, the Karana Shariram is what? The cause. So, Karanam and Karyam, both are matter. Rajah Pradhana Prakriti, then we have what now? All Prakriti only. Physical body is unsubtle body, the products of the cause, isn't it? Karyam. Karya Dehav. Whereas, the Karana Shariram, Avidya is what? Cause, causal body. So, in causal condition or in effects, no, any condition, they're all matter. The cause also is, causal body is matter. Then effect, subtle body is matter. Gross body is also matter. You can say all three, five layers of personality are nothing but matter. But what happens? Next line he says, tattat koshaihi tu tadatmyat. Tadatmyam, tadatmyam means identity. Tadatmyam is equal to identity with that. Becoming that is called what? Tadatmyam, identity. Identification is called tadatmyam. So, identification or identity with what? With those koshas. Koshehi atadatmyam means identification or identity with those koshas, layers of personality. With which layer of personality? With all those different levels. Identity with all those different layers of personality. Atma tat tanmayaha bhavati bhavet. Atma becomes that. When you identify yourself with the body, annamayaha, you atma becomes an as though. Atma is covered. Atma is as though covered. When the identity is with the prana, manu pranamayaha, atma is as though covered by pranamaya. Identity is with the, you know, manomayaha, atma is as though covered by manomayaha. Identity is with vijnanamayaha, atma is as though covered by vijnanamayaha. And atma is identified with the anandamayaha. Anandamayaha is nothing but karana shariram. Karana shariram is nothing but avidya. Rajah pradana prakritihi. The matter which is predominantly rajasic is avidya, which is the karana shariram. Okay, identified with that Karana Shariram, Atma, what now? Atma is as though covered by Anandamaya Kosha. That means, I slept well, I did not know anything means, do you sleep? Does Atma sleep? Is it sleeping is act when the actions come remain resolved, functions remain resolved, that is called what? Sleep. Okay, the function of analysis stops. Function of resolving, function of deciding stops. Functions stop. Organs are there, non-functional. Therefore, what now? Perception stops. Activities, external activities stop. Body is falling like a dead body on log of wood. Why? all the powers of organs of actions are resolved, non-functional. No perception takes place because sense powers are resolved. Why? Because our mind is not backing. Why? Because mind is resolved. What happened? Intellect is resolved. All of them are present but non-functional. When all of them are non-functional, when they're resolved, means where do these powers resolve? This is what I'm saying. That power of knowing, the knowing faculty, the power of knowing obtaining as buddhi resolves in cause, avidya. Resolves. Where does it go? It has to resolve where? In avidya only. Remains as avidya. The all the power of activity, powers, no? The activity, power of activity is also what? No, kriya shakti, the jnana shakti, all these powers, sattamo rajogunaha, sattogunaha, they all remain resolved. Now all of them resolve, what is there? Only one rajapradana prakriti. Then what happened? All of them are there, resolved. There's no activity. There's no divisions. Only in effect, in manifestation, there is division. There are divisibility, differentiatedness, isn't it? When they're unmanifest, they're resolved. All these powers remain unmanifest. Means in unmanifest, avidya you can understand. Then there's no division, no differentiation. In sleep, there's no differentiation as knowing, understanding, etc., confusion, discerning, nothing. No differences, no divisions, no duality. That is why it is possibility of mistaking the cause for the truth. Cause is not non-dual. Understand, we saw in Mandukya class. In cause also what? Potential duality. Isn't it? All these powers, the knowing power, power of activity, all these divisions, all these differences, all of them remain resolved as one causal body. So potential. Therefore, that is also what? A layer of personality. Sukhavritti is there. Sukhavritti is there, isn't it? Sukhavritti, Ajnana Vritti, we say. We saw that. Anyway, we will understand that later on very well, clearly. But understand this much now. There is Sukham. Therefore, Sukham which is experienced in deep sleep state is also what? Sukham experienced in deep sleep state is nothing but, isn't it, nothing but a layer of personality. That's the called ana, that there is ajnana vritti is there, isn't it? That is avidya is, this avidya, how it is avidya is there? In this total ignorance, isn't it? I do not know I am. There's no knowledge I am. There's no knowledge the universe is. That is not, don't take this absence of knowledge, okay? Unmanifest. That avidya is called what we say, karna shariram, and therefore that identity with the karna shariram also is there, isn't it? Therefore, the karna shariram which forms the anandamaya kosha, where there is experience of anasukham. Ajnanam, avidya is said to be anandamaya kosha because there is experience of sukham. In each state of the mind, there is experience of sukham, isn't it? Therefore, we say all these five different layers of personality are nothing but three bodies which are all material products which form part of the individual. Every individual is a combination of two aspects. Atma, anatma, two aspects are there. Atma alone does not make the individual. Anatma alone cannot become the individual. Both together form the individual. In 7th chapter of Gita, Krishna says, Apara Prakritihi and Para Prakritihi. Hey, Atmanic pure consciousness is Para Prakritihi. Anatma, the body, mind, sense complex, understand, is called Apara Prakritihi. And which of the two you would like to place I? Which of the two would like to place the I? Your wish. No, I want to take the anatma as I means, you can already are taking it, happily take it and suffer for some more time, no problem. No, how to, not simply taking the, I prefer taking consciousness as the I. Not simply taking consciousness as the I, it is the fact you have to understand, it has to be understood. What comes and goes is the transient. What is permanently there is the intrinsic. What comes and goes is what? Body, mind, sense complex. What is permanent is what? Consciousness. So, para prakriti is a permanent swarupam. And apara prakriti is what? Transient. Okay? Therefore, you have to hold on to the permanent, not the transient. So, initially, how we are so raw-headed, gross-minded, we know only body, we take the body, aham means body. And later on we understand, oh, it is not just, I am not just this body. There is something more inside this body, in whose presence the body is alive, in whose absence body is dead. There is sukshma, that is a leap in our understanding of the individual self. Then we say what? Not only this, in sleep also there is something. When nothing is functioning also there is something. That is called avidya. Isn't it? Avidya, this is the causal body, karna shariram. That's also experience, isn't it? That is also there. And all these are different. Now you understand all of them are material products. Therefore, inert matter, fungus, like Kena Upanishad begins with the question, intelligent student, he is asking, there must be something different from this subtle body. If all of them are matter means, how can inert matter become conscious and sentient, and how can it become, you know, what is that association of which makes this really functional? Then we say, we stumble upon what? There is, first we say, inside me, not only subtle body, I mean body, mind, sense complex. What now? And I have an Atma, the consciousness. This is another leap. I have Atma in me. I'm body, mind, sense complex. Now step 1 leap, step 2 leap, step 3 leap, and step 4 leap is what? I am the body, mind, sense complex. Endowed with the consciousness in me, Atma. Then step 5. Consciousness is not in me. Okay? I am consciousness. Endowed with the body, mind, sense complex. Then step 6 is what? The consciousness is Brahman, the one indivisible reality of the whole, and I am the consciousness. Incidentally, I'm eternal consciousness, endowed with, what now? Incidentally, endowed with the body, mind, sense complex. Then final step. What the final step? This body, mind, sense complex, which is identical with the external, gross, external world of universe of objects. All of them are what manifestation of my own, the power called matter. And this matter, okay, now still there's duality. If you stop here, what's the problem? You become a Sankhya philosopher. I am consciousness, and there is a matter which is equally parallel reality, means Prakriti Purusha, the two, still duality is there. The final step, the most difficult step, the most important step is what? You have to say, I am consciousness, to say first, and then first you have to say what? Everything is consciousness. Everything is consciousness. Not only everything is consciousness, I am consciousness. For what? Everything is me. Which means there is no material body, mind, sense complex. There is no material external universe which has independent existence separate from me, separate from I, the consciousness. There is no matter independent of consciousness. There is no matter separable from consciousness. Consciousness is not the matter, but the matter is nothing but consciousness. Okay? I shall not be talking about this now. Simply I want to tell you something about it. Now, how the leaping, isn't it? Leap, it's called children leap, no? Jump. One more jump. One more jump. Understanding leap. We leap and leap. And for you to arrive at that, much subtlest, at least subtlest fact, there is no second thing, no second reality. We'll see that tomorrow in Gita class, okay? And Brahma Arpanam will explain, you will understand the meaning. It's a beautiful thing. See, quickly, the author is going to leap. Very beautiful verse comes now. Look at this. So, tadatmyate atma tattanmayaha bhavati. Atma becomes that because as though that. Atma can never become that, isn't it? Atma can never become the body, never become the mind, never becomes. Atma can never become anything, isn't it? Atma is the truth of everything. Isn't it? Therefore, here what happens? Atma, because of the identity with all of them, Atma becomes as though that. Is due to the ignorance, due to the wrong identity, Atma as though becoming that is called Atma being as though covered by that. Each layer of personality is said to be a cover. Not only cover, it also causes klesha. Klesha hetutvat koshaha, koshavat achadakatvat koshaha. Two reasons why this is called kosha. Okay, next verse now. Anvaya vyatirekabhyam pancha kosha vivekataha swatmanam tata udhrutya param brahma prapadyate. Okay, before I enter into this verse, an most important thing when you have, what you have to understand in analyzing the five koshas is, as analyzing your own kosha, you have to understand one thing. In Taittiriya Upanishad, it's very beautifully presented. Each is called Annamaya kosha, is called Annamaya Atma, Pranamaya Atma, Manomaya Atma, Vijnanamaya Atma. Why? Because the individual body cannot exist by itself independently without the corresponding total. Amazing. This is the most important we have to understand. You are never, never separate from the whole. The individual body can never exist independently. Now, without the corresponding total gross universe. The individual prana cannot exist independently without the corresponding total prana. It is part of the total already, isn't it? So, the similarly, individual mind cannot exist. Just as one wave cannot exist without the total ocean. No wave can boast, I can be here myself, you know. I don't care for the rest of the world. I don't care for the rest of the entire ocean, all other waves. I can be myself here. Ahankara, what an ahankara it is, isn't it? Come on, let us all go together, you be alone here. When all the entire ocean, imagine, disappears from one place, all the waves, will there be one wave sitting alone? We imagine like that. Without the corresponding universe, corresponding total, there can't be an individual gross. Without the corresponding total subtle universe, there can't be individual. There is no such thing called independent existence of one wave apart from without the entire ocean being around. For the wave to be there, moving its tail really proudly, I am a wave here, to say that there must be ocean around. Only then the wave can boast, I am a wave. Isn't it? There can't be. Similarly, there is a corresponding total of everything here. Every layer of personality, there is a corresponding total. Corresponding total. Totality. Isn't it? Therefore, we say what now? It's not away from the whole. Therefore, this body is what? Part of this body, mind, sense complex, obtaining as 5 different layers of personality. The causal body or the subtle body or the gross body, all the effects, all of them are part of the entire universe. Which are entire universe, including your body, mind, sense complex, is nothing but a manifestation of, is it? The matter, material universe, isn't it? That's very important. And here, what do you do here? When you analyzed all this, it's called analyzing each layer of personality, you understood what it is. Now, what you have to do? Anvaya Vyatirekabhyam. I'll explain next class. Panchakosha vivekataha. Okay, from this analysis of 5 layers of personality, swatmanam tataha udhrutya. Swatmanam udhrutya, right now, differentiating, distinguishing, shift. Uddharana means shifting. Okay? Lifting and shifting is called Uddharanam. So lifting, cognitively shifting the self from all of them, all the layers of personality. Understand that Atma, the self, which is distinguished and distinctly, cognitively shifted from the layers of personality. Understand that as what now? Param Brahma Prapadyate attains the absolute reality in terms of distinction of the self being consciousness. Okay? Param Brahma Prapadyate. Brahma Prapattihi. Brahma Prapattihi means attainment of Brahman. Do you attain Brahman really? No. You attain absolute reality in terms of knowledge. You can never attain the reality. Why? You are already the reality. So attainment of Brahman in terms of knowledge of Brahman as what? as the very self, Atma. And what is Atma? Atma, which is consciousness, which is distinct from the five layers of personality. If you are not analyze the layers of personality, Atma will be still sitting there only, with all of them. You are able to shift the Atma, I sense, from all. The I sense shifting, isn't it? The cognitively shifting the I sense from all of them, and when you shifted them all, you don't know where to place the I sense. And that I sense has to be choicelessly placed, resolved in consciousness. Isn't it? That what is left behind, what is non-negatable, is the person, the pure consciousness. All the personalities, isn't it? Layers of personality have been crossed and arrived at first, finally stumbled upon consciousness. And where the essence has to be resolved. Like the wave has resolved in water. And you understand that consciousness is Brahma, the absolute reality of the whole. Therefore, by distinguishing the self from the koshas, arriving at the self being the consciousness, and thereby arriving at the consciousness as the self itself is what? Arriving at Brahman, the truth of the whole. You can never walk towards Brahman, can never arrive at Brahman without having arrived at consciousness, not physically, cognitively. Cognitive attainment of Brahman through the shifting, cognitive shifting of I sense from the layers of personality, thereby resolving the I sense in consciousness, the self. Now, what is Anvaya Vatireka? He is going to explain in the... He just says, Anvaya, using the Anvaya Vatireka method. See, Panchakosha Viveka helps you to distinguish the self. After distinguishing the self from the five layers of personality, and that self being Brahman, self being identical with Paramatma, you understand how? Through Anvaya Vyatireka method. Understand? Anvaya Vyatireka. What is now the Akanksha should be what? What is Anvaya Vyatireka? That we'll see from the... He will say, we should not use it on our own, isn't it? We have to go with the teacher. Hold on to the finger of the teacher and we'll go with him. Okay? We'll see next class.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.